Hi, everyone. Today, I'd like to show you the inside of the controller Trix, which has become the flagship product of the Green Amphibian retail chain. It allows you to play games via the chain's dedicated app. As we can see in the photo above, at the heart of the device is the SoC chip NRF52810 from Nordic Semiconductor, an energy-efficient Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE, microcontroller based on the ARM Cortex-M4. It is very popular in small IoT devices and wireless accessories. The chip is locked, and to unlock it, you need to erase its contents. Typical applications of the NRF52810. The MEM sensor is the SF248, probably LSM6DSL. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to find any datasheet or even a mention of it online. On the PCB, there are exposed programming pads. Unfortunately, I don't yet have a J-Link programmer to confirm my speculations regarding the pinout, so please take this with a pinch of salt. Interestingly, the board also features a flash memory chip, according to a dump from the user's GitHub Pywinchis R80B R80X 1MB Macronics MX25R8035F, with some very interesting content. Apart from the header shown below, the rest is filled with nothing but FFs, which might give us plenty of scope for DIY projects. Time to reverse engineer the BLE protocol and find out how it all works. To eavesdrop on the communication, all I needed was an Android phone, an app dedicated to the controller, Bluetooth logging and USB debugging enabled in the developer options, and ADB on the computer, so that after listening in, a report could be generated from the system using the command. Once the report is complete, an archive should appear, log.zip, on the C drive. The Bluetooth log is located at /fs/data/misc/bluetooth/logs. It's plain sailing from here. Just import it into Wireshark and analyze it. Summary. I've managed to find out that communication takes place via Nordic UART service, NUS. Which command to use to start data transmission from the sensors, or even to light up the built-in LED. Below are some example videos of what we've managed to achieve so far. I won't hide the fact that I used AI whilst working on this issue, as I'd never had any experience with the Bluetooth protocol before, although it seemed to me that it would be quite similar to Wi-Fi. Attached is an example keyboard and an HTML5 car game, in case anyone fancies having a go. In the future, I want to create a library that interprets the data and make it available so that everyone can have a go, and perhaps find a creative way to use this interesting invention. If anyone's interested, feel free to check out my YouTube channel, #ZaTechnology. P.S. Everything I'm presenting here was done for educational purposes. I really like this gadget and think it's worth popularizing. P.P.S. I've added a few interesting facts from the user Pywinchis GitHub. Useful links: GitHub Kawacek, GitHub Coxney, GitHub Wojtek B30, GitHub Chiol 8, GitHub MakuHub, GitHub Igor Tarp, GitHub Diego 7120, GitHub Eckler 3M, GitHub Kumpelstahu.